The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbooker with the Way It Ought to Be program. Notice what God has to say to the House of Israel, the United States, and the British people, and is speaking about our end time setting that we're in now. In Ezekiel 18, verse 29, God says, "Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Eternal is not fair. O house of Israel, is not my ways which are fair, and your ways which are not fair? How can we think that our ways are fair, when God says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death? And that's the way that we have gone ever since Adam and Eve." Ezekiel 18, verse 30 continues, "Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin." God says iniquity is bringing this nation down. And my friend, if we have an open heart, mind, and eyes, we can see that our nation is going down. And God says it is because of our many sins. And he is giving us a warning to turn before our nation completely dies. Verse 31, "Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel?" God is asking us a question. He said, why will you die, O house of Israel? All you have to do to save your nation is get rid of your iniquities, change your way, get you a new heart, a new mind, a new attitude, and a new spirit, a new way of life, God's way. Yes, God knows we need a change of heart, mind, and attitude. And God is telling us, our nation, to repent. Verse 32, "For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Eternal. Therefore turn and live." God cares about you. He cares about our nation. He doesn't want to see us die as a nation, but that is where we're headed if we don't change our course. If we don't turn and repent and begin obeying our Creator, we are headed to death as a nation. Notice what Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33 and verse 7. "So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me." God gave Ezekiel a commission to warn the house of Israel to turn from our wicked ways. And we, this whole nation, should listen to the message of Ezekiel, because it is for America and the British people in this end time. Ezekiel penned his warning, repentance, and prophetic message in about 592 through 560 B.C. The nation of Judah was in captivity at that time, and the house of Israel, which God told Ezekiel to warn them from him, had been taken captive over 130 years earlier. So there was no house of Israel or nation of Israel at that time, at the time of Ezekiel, the time he was prophesying. Only one tribe, possibly two, which were Judah and Benjamin, which made up the nation of Israel. And they were in the last and final stage of being taken captive by the Babylonian Empire, because Jerusalem was on the verge of being destroyed at that time. And Judah were captives of Babylon at the time of Ezekiel's message. So when Ezekiel mentions the house of Israel, it is mainly for the United States and the British people. Ezekiel's message didn't get to the house of Israel. They had been taken captive more than 130 years prior to Ezekiel's command to warn them. It is a message for you and me, our nations, the United States and the British people. This message is being sent out to Israel today, and it was a message for this end time. You can ignore it and suffer the consequences, or you can heed and deliver your soul. That is the message for our nation and for you individually. Ezekiel 33 and verse 8 continues, "When I say to the wicked, O wicked man," and that would apply to a nation as well, "you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand." Ezekiel wasn't about to shirk his responsibility to lift up his voice and warn the nation of Israel of what was in the future for them, especially in this end time. Ezekiel didn't want to be held accountable and responsible for not speaking the word of God to God's favorite people, Israel. I wish we as a nation would heed this warning and repentance message. And if we would, it would save a lot of suffering for this nation. But according to the word of God, we will have to learn to obey the word of God by going through much suffering. Think of all the evils that we have in our nation today. The evils in this world and in our nation has a lot to do with our discontentment. As a matter of fact, it has most everything to do with our discontentment and with all the problems that we're having. Even the weather seems to have become our enemy. My friends, I hope you can understand why you and this world aren't contented, because we are a nation that has turned our back on our Creator. We are a world that has turned our back on our Creator. God can't bless a stubborn and rebellious nation, because if he did, he would be as though he was giving his approval to encourage us to continue to sin even more. God isn't going to do that, but I can tell this nation one thing God is going to do. He's going to continue to send judgments on our nation because our sins continue to increase. We continue to move farther and farther away from God and his way of righteousness. We have just replaced the same man to another 4-year term in the White House that gave his approval for same-sex marriage. So did the vice president. Is that turning a nation toward God or farther away? Not too hard to figure that out. Decisions and actions such as this will not increase peace and contentment and well-being. Neither will they warrant God's blessings. We are paying a heavy price for turning from the way of God. Notice what God inspired Ezekiel to pen in Ezekiel 33, verse 9. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. This nation is dying. We are sick morally and spiritually. God said we have no healing medicines, and in one place God said we are sick from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And I can tell you, on the authority of God Almighty, that our nation will continue to suffer death pains until we as a nation die. Our iniquities bring curses. Righteousness brings blessings. Our financial calamities, sickness, disease, war, terror, storms, drought, earthquakes, welfare state, broken homes, murder, crimes, rape, cover-ups in business, cover-ups in government, blessings, or are they curses? Unless we begin the process of repentance and changing our mind and character by struggling to obey the word of God, we are on our way out. Our way will not bring contentment and well-being for our nation or for you individually. God told our forefathers, ancient Israel, their sins would find them out, meaning will catch up with you and you will pay. Why can't we understand that? Why can't we learn from history? Would you rather die than to obey God? Well, it seems that's the attitude that our nation has. Ezekiel 33 and verse 10 continues, "Therefore, you, O son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you say, if our transgressions and our sins lie upon us and we pine away in them, how can we then live?" Well, we can only survive so long in our sins. Time is short for America. My friends, you need to listen to this statement. We can only survive so long in our iniquities. Time is short for America, and you need to heed that statement. That's what God says. God makes it plain as to whom this message is addressed to. It was not addressed to Judah, but the house of Israel, modern-day Israel, the United States and the British people, you and me. We think we are getting away with ignoring the path or the tree of life, God's word. Well, are we? Just look at all the evils that we are trying to survive in. God said in this verse, that would be the attitude of our nation, thinking that we are getting away with whatever we want to do. My friends, most people in our nation doesn't believe we are dying as a nation, because most people in America doesn't know how it should be or even how it was for 200 years in and for America, when even the weather was our ally for most part. Yes, when God was sending blessings instead of judgment or curses, as it seems he is doing today. God says he corrects every son he loves. God loves Israel. He chose us for a special purpose. But we have failed that purpose, and God is already in the process of correcting us for failing to obey our Creator. You should expect a rough ride these next 4 years. My friends, if there ever was a time when we need God on our side, it is now. God will be with anyone that's with Him. I want you to notice what God says to you and me, our nation, and the British people. And you can ignore it if you like. But it is in process now and has been for 50 years and is picking up momentum very rapidly and will continue until we are no longer a sovereign nation. Unless we change, repent, and turn to our God and begin to receive His blessings instead of His curses. In Ezekiel 33, verse 11, notice what God says. Say to them, and it's speaking about the house of Israel, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? God says, turn, turn. He wants us to hear that. He repeated that twice in that one verse. He says, turn, turn from your evil ways, or why should you die, O house of Israel? For most part, God doesn't get in any hurry to punish or to send judgment on an individual or a nation because He tries to give us time for us to see and change. Just as God said, He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, whether an individual or a nation. God commands all to repent. Notice what the New Testament says about this in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yes, God hasn't been in any hurry to destroy our nation, and He isn't now, my friends. God still has hope that we will change and repent and turn to Him so that our nation will survive. The earlier in life you come to realize that you should repent and accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as payment for your sins, the better your life will be in this life, and you will be qualifying for eternal life, and more contented you will be in this life. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, keep listening and order a couple of booklets that we have for you that you need to read, my friend. Number one, How to Build Godly Character. You need to read that. You need to understand how to build godly character. You need to understand that that is the purpose of your life, is to become like God and begin to change your life. And this booklet will help you to understand that. And understanding the commandments. Yes, you need to understand the commandments that God gave to our forefathers and that God gave to Adam and Eve to live by. And we need to be living by them. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.